Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie has taken away the keyword to cash because I got it right twice and I may screw it up the rest of the show.
You were gone, and in case you can get back in time, I thought I better check and just make sure I got the right time.
It's better to give me the fewest amount of responsibilities.
Face is the word, F-A-C-E, face. Text the word into 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
We are obviously talking about the big story, getting your reaction. We're not going to spend the entire show talking about it, but there's so much to unpack out of Table Rock Lake. The duck boat that was carrying 31 people around 7 o'clock last night sank. The update now, 17 people dead, 13 as of last night. There were four bodies they could not recover going into the evening. The dive teams went back in and found four more, so 17 people lost their lives, including children. The Ride the Ducks Branson duck boat capsized, sank. The storm apparently came out of nowhere, but there was a severe thunderstorm warning issued at 6:32 for Table Rock Lake. The first call came in around 7:10 to 911. We're getting your reaction to this at 576-7798. This is what it sounded like as part of the radio dispatch went out seeking assistance.
Western Boat 1, Western Boat 3, need your route for water rescue. We'll be north of the showboat Branson Bell for a duck that has capsized approximately 30 individuals in the water.
Copy. What was the location on that duck?
It's out on the lake, out on Table Rock Lake. I'm not sure exactly where on Table Rock Lake, but it's flipped over and there's 30 people in the water.
More of the dispatch yesterday on Table Rock.
Time for a water rescue. In the area of Shovel Branson Bell, possible water rescue.
Western Bay T5 is on the scene of the showboat. Employee entrance will be our staging area. Employee entrance to the showboat. All apparatus come to that location. T5 establishing Table Rock Command for further investigation. Several of the people have been picked up already. We don't know how many yet.
All right, now this one, I warn you, has a siren in the background. That is not a siren on the street where you're driving or near your home, I don't believe, but there is a siren in the background.
Chief One, go ahead.
Western Bays, I don't know if you caught everybody's traffic at the showboat. There's a couple pontoon boats getting people out. Boat One is on the scene, and they're all going to the showboat, and there's some people already on land. They are doing CPR, and we do definitely need an ambulance there. If you could make sure DCA goes there. At the showboat, where they dock.
On a boat that is currently has CPR in progress. I don't know if it's a victim from the boat or not.
And the final radio dispatch before we get to the phone calls. This is the scariest one. This one after they realized that people had lost their lives.
We're just assisting with personnel, treating patients. We have at least six fatalities we're trying to deal with, and we're trying to dive for some more missing people as we're working on this. And we're treating some, obviously, the injured ones.
Taking your phone calls, your reaction to this, 576-7798. Elizabeth has been hanging on. Hey, we appreciate that so much, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Well, all I have to say is the amphibious duck boat is a death trap. I mean, they've had so many accidents in the past with, you know, on land hitting people. In motorcycles, pedestrians, other vehicles, and then also boating accidents where there are deaths. Whenever I've been to Branson, they have the ticket offices and the little kiosks where you can get your tickets, and they have the workers with their duck calls to try to entice children. And I have always said no to my children, because I've always felt that those things are incredibly dangerous. I mean, just the driving in the Branson traffic is dangerous on those vehicles. So I don't know. It's such a tragedy. But I think so many of the population today just walks around, you know, assuming that things are safe, things look happy, it's a kid thing, everybody does it. I think people just need to be more informed. So many people have internet access. I think anybody that does any sort of touring amusement, you should do the research on it. It's available. I mean, the history of all those duck boat accidents is, you know, one Google away.
Elizabeth, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to John on KMBZ. Hi, John.
Hi. Yes, it's a very tragic situation there. Wind and water is a bad combination. Those were made back, I think, close to World War II in Leavenworth, Kansas. And then we got to think back about the tragedy down at Pomona of the whippoorwill. Kind of similar circumstances, you know. It's the weather prediction is hard to do, but people need to take heed of it more readily and try to protect themselves. And our hearts go out to everybody that's lost family members down there.
For sure. John, thank you so much for that phone call, man. Let's go to Aaron on KMBZ. Aaron, thanks for calling.
Hey, so yeah, it is a terrible tragedy, but it is also something that I think probably could have been prevented. I live south of the river. I get storm warnings on my cell phone all the time for Platte County or KCI Airport, you know, and that's, you know, 30 miles away. There are 30 or 40 people on that boat, I think is what you said.
29 passengers or paid customers, and then the two crew members, I believe.
So you're telling me that nobody's phone was going off with an alert 30 minutes prior, you know, to this accident happening? I really doubt it.
Let me ask an honest question. Having never spent time in Branson, what's cell service like on Table Rock Lake?
They've got cell service.
Okay.
They have million-dollar homes down there.
Okay.
There's millionaires living on that lake. They've got cell service.
Okay.
And so the other thing being is that boat captain is responsible for everyone that gets on that boat. He is most likely a licensed professional because they called him a boat captain. He's responsible for checking the weather. And I know that there was going to be bad. I knew there was going to be bad weather yesterday when I was headed to Fort Riley, Kansas to work. And that storm did come in fast, but it was well known that it was going to storm and that it was going to be a severe storm.
Yeah, there was a severe thunderstorm watch that was issued for the area that included Table Rock Lake and included Branson at 11:20 in the morning it was issued. That was the watch that was issued. The warning came out at about 6:30.
All right, I'll play devil's advocate. I'll play with Aaron. Let's say you're on that boat, Aaron. Let's say you're on that boat. You're up in the hills doing the touristy stuff. You're coming down the hill getting ready to go in the water. You get that alert as you're on the way down. Are you telling the driver, hey, there's a storm coming? Or are you playing the let's wait it out, it's not that bad kind of card?
I most definitely would have said something. I mean, it's just, you know, it's nothing to play with, you know, to be on the water like that. I recently was involved in a storm down in Destin, Florida. We were coming back off the water, and there were three water spouts within a half a mile of us. We could see them on the water. And the captain was freaking out. Like I'm very leery of it myself now, of getting on a tour boat of any kind.
See, I don't think most people. First of all, there's a shot you're going to get wet. A lot of people aren't bringing their phone with them. A lot of people are going to leave their phone in their car, their locker, whatever.
Several people have texted in saying on the water, I did not have cell service.
Okay,
that maybe you've got it on shore, but out where the boat is, they did not have cell service out on the water.
And I'll bet some do, some don't. I'll go with that. You
now,
know.
The captain, you're right, is, and the captain survived. Keep in mind, the driver died. There were two crew members on board. The driver died. The captain survived. I don't know what condition he's in because there were people that were injured, so we don't know if he was hurt. But we'll find out what he knew going out.
Yeah, and I still don't believe that people take severe weather serious enough, and this is case in point. They had to have gotten alerted. The person at the dispatch had to have been able to say, hey, this nasty storm is rolling in, but how much did they weigh the storm versus the amount of refunds they would have had to give for 29 people times X amount of dollars if they don't finish the duck boat, because that's the thing. It's amphibious.
And so the Ride the Ducks is owned by Ripley Entertainment, and that company acquired it recently. And the CEO of that company is a guy named Jim Pattinson Jr., and there was a story on CNN a little bit ago that had some quotes from him. And he said he believes it was calm when the duck boat went into the water. He said partway through coming back is when the waves picked up and then obviously swamped the boat. He said the captain and a driver had a commercial license. And he said, obviously, we shouldn't be out there in severe weather. But that's why I asked how fast and how long it would take for that boat to come in. I mean, it is conceivable that it was calm when the boat went out and that there simply was not enough time. That it is, we've seen it happen here. Look at how fast conditions can change. It is possible they couldn't get it back in fast enough.
We'll get to more of your phone calls. You'll hear more from the governor, the sheriff. We'll hear from you as well. 576-7798. Text in at 22980.
At this time, we have 13 confirmed fatalities. Missouri Highway Patrol dive team recovered two more bodies last night. The Missouri Highway Patrol dive team is going back in the water this morning to try to recover the four that we still have missing. Again, I said it's been a long night and been a very trying night. And please keep all of our families involved and all of our first responder personnel in your thoughts and prayers.
Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader earlier this morning, since that press conference around 9 o'clock, they have recovered the other four. The death toll now up to 17 out of Table Rock. Near Branson yesterday, a storm hit, capsizing one of the duck boats. They went in and found 13 bodies yesterday, four more this morning. We're getting your reaction to 576-7798. We do have a keyword to cash this hour. We want to remind you, if you want to take a chance at $1,000.
Face, F-A-C-E, like face the music, F-A-C-E. Text it into 72881. What questions do you have? What experience do you have being on these boats? And what would you have done if you knew, you know, severe thunderstorm warning, you knew there was a possibility of severe weather? We know that there were two boats out. We know that one of them made it back in and the other one didn't. Yeah, a couple of you have asked a few things that are worth putting on the table. I don't know exactly where on the water this boat was, but keep in mind it has wheels, so it can go on land besides just being in the water. Did it have to come back to where it came back to, or was there any other land that could have been closer that maybe didn't have a dock but that it could have rolled up on? Somebody else asked, was it not possible to send, you know, other smaller boats out that way? You know, once the weather got bad, did you have to get them all back on the duck boat, or could you have sent smaller speedboats out to bring people back?
I'm watching, I've seen the video that there's some cell phone videos, and I think Dana is going to rail on people for sitting and eating dinner and watching these boats just go. I mean, the water was choppy is an understatement. It was wavy. I don't know. I'm not a boat guy. I like going on boats if someone else has one. So I probably will describe this really poorly, but I don't know if it would have been smart for anyone to head out there in a boat to try to rescue anyone, because then maybe your boat flips something else happens. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you have some giant yacht boat that's going to struggle. But I don't know. It looked like that would have been a bad idea. 576-7798. Let's go to Steve on KMBZ. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I guess from a captain's point of view, I used to work up north in the Northeast. Part-time fill-in for a guy doing a whale watch cruise, and I know when you're, I don't know the captain of this boat, but I know it said he survived. I know when you're in charge and responsible for a whole bunch of people, it's really times 10 major responsibility. When you've got one or 50 or 100 people, major responsibility. And I know I've been out and, you know, when the water's not real comfortable, not storm-like with people on board, but when it's not so comfortable, and I can tell you firsthand, very stressful. But you don't undertake that kind of a job unless you're willing to step out there and be responsible for all the people you're with. And I know this sounds harsh, but I don't think I could live with a situation like that, I would probably row my little rowboat out in the middle of that lake with a brick to my a cinder block to my ankle and jump in. It was my responsibility. I don't think I could live with myself.
Wow.
It'd be terrible.
Steve, thanks, ma'am.
Let's show a moment of compassion if we can. We don't know what condition that captain is in.
No idea.
We know that there were multiple injuries. We don't know if he was one of them. We also don't know who I don't want to attack the captain and say he should go out and, you know,
end his life.
Suicide as a result. It's possible he did say we should go back. It's possible that you never know who he was communicating with or what information he had.
Let's go to Charles in KMBZ. Hi, Charles.
Hey, I live down in Warsaw, and my radio, my weather radio, was going off like a chicken with his head cut off yesterday. It must have went off. I was inside most of the day yesterday, and that radio must have went off 25 times or more, warning people that there was bad storms down in southern Missouri and Arkansas down through there. And, you know, as far as blaming the captain, I blame the company that runs that place. They should have shut them boats down. I fished them lakes down there, and they get vicious when them storms come across that water. And they had to know that weather was coming. I mean, anybody that runs a business like that should be in tune with that. And, I mean, I was in my house in Warsaw, and I knew we had bad weather. So I can't understand it, and it didn't hit Warsaw till midnight last night. I can't understand why they let them people go out on that water like that.
It is the biggest question that I've got in all of this. I mean, there's 30 questions, but that's the one. How do you, in the middle of this thing, you don't have any regard for a severe thunderstorm? Someone said it happened so quick. No, I don't believe that.
But it might have. I mean, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean that it might have happened very quickly. Just because there was a warning at 6:30 doesn't mean that at that moment there were the 60 to 80 mile an hour winds out on that part of the lake. And frankly, even if there was, people are telling me on the text line, this thing only goes 5 or 6 miles an hour. That's going to take some time to get that thing back. And so we don't know what time it went out. And so it's possible it went out, you know, before the warning was issued. And at that point, before the warning's issued, you just have the possibility of severe weather. So do you cancel boats for the entire day on the possibility that you have severe weather? It is possible that it just got out there and could not get back fast enough.
Alex, you're on KMBZ.
Hi, guys. I love this show. And certainly this is tragic for everybody, but I think I'm with a few other callers that have said that while this is very tragic, it seems like it's very preventable. My wife has refereed soccer for a long time, both high school and college level. And most athletic complexes have the ability to detect lightning in the clouds before it ever starts raining 50, 60 miles away in a radius around that center. So a lot of these storms that popped up, if you know anything about weather, a lot of these storms that popped up yesterday popped up very quickly. So I think that's where a lot of people get them from. But there is the ability, and if you're running a tour group like this, there's the ability to have that pre-notion that the storm is coming or developing many, many miles out. So I don't see why the tour company couldn't have known that these storms were developing even before the warning was issued, because until it starts raining.
And that's, to me, that's it. You hit it on the head for me. And Alex, thanks, man. We got to get to the news. Jake, if you want to hang on, we'll get to you. We'll get to everybody. 576-7798. We know this is what you want to talk about, so we're doing it. If you want to jump in, please do. 576-7798, the phone number. Don't forget about your keyword to cash this hour. One more time, the word is
FACE, F-A-C-E, FACE. Text the word into 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. So we're recapping. Some of you have not been listening all morning and have not heard all of the details, which are changing a bit. The death toll in the Table Rock Lake incident is up to 17. 14 others survived. 17 people died. 13 that we had this morning, and then they found the other four that had still been missing. They found those this morning. So we're going to recap for you some of what's happened. We're taking your calls. We know a lot of you are, you know, Branson's not that far. A lot of you are very familiar with these boats. We have a lot of questions about the weather. about the warnings that were in place about who might be held responsible.
576-7798, right to the phones, and Jake on KMBZ. Hi, Jake.
Hello. Two things I'm going to get out here. I own boats, so I've been out. I go out in the water a lot. I've been out on my jet ski, and I know it's night and day difference, but I've had storms roll in on me out of nowhere. But obviously, being out on a jet ski, I wouldn't be able to get those warnings. I wasn't down there, so I really don't know.
Yeah, well, Jake, let me ask you this. You have a boat or just a jet ski? I'm sorry.
I have both.
Okay, so you're sitting on your boat, you know, and you and your friends, and you're hanging out or whatever. Do you get alerts while you're on that boat about bad weather coming in, or do you have to go search for it?
I do check before I go out, but if I'm on my boat where I can use my phone, then yes. On my jet ski, on the other hand, I can't.
Yeah.
And I have been caught in a storm, and it is not fun.
Yeah, it stinks. But, I mean, I've been on a jet ski, too. Like, you're just all of a sudden, you're in the middle of the lake, and you're like, oh, God,
yeah,
okay, I got to get somewhere.
It ain't fun.
Yeah.
But to get to what you were talking about earlier, where they were, from my understanding, they were near the Showboat Branson Bell.
Correct.
Where they put those things in is right, if I remember, because I've been down there on them. And if I remember right, it's right in the put-in ramps right in front of where the Branson Bell is. So they weren't far from their ramp.
No, it almost looks like they tried to get it in and beat the storm. And then another one was following it and tried to do the same thing. And that's the one that caps. So the first one was able to somehow get through that awful water. And then the next one shouldn't have gone in. Thanks for the phone call, Jake. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Lindsay on KMBZ. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right. My screen says I'm going to bet you're not doing so well today.
It's a rough day. My mom and dad have lived in Branson for about 15 years. They're involved in the community. And earlier there was talk about the captain, and it is known. I don't think it's been confirmed, but the chatter around Branson is the captain did perish, is one of the 17.
Okay, let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Because the sheriff this morning, correct me if I'm wrong, Wicket, the sheriff this morning in the news conference said the driver died.
Right.
And the captain survived.
You know what? I probably, yes. I forget. I think, are there two that...
There are two.
There were 31 people on board. Two worked for the duck boat company, and 29 were paid passengers.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It's quite all right.
Just wanted to make sure. See if you knew something we didn't, maybe. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that had been updated, so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. And he was a customer of my mom. She works there at a bank in town. And just a very well-respected man. I mean, I read the tributes on Facebook, and you just want to tear up because he just seemed like he was awesome. But those, I rode those with my husband and two kids. I mean, my kids were much younger then. And it was a beautiful summer day. We got pretty deep, and I honestly did start thinking, oh, my gosh, what if water starts coming in this boat? Because they take you out, and, you know, it was – I watched the video last night, regretfully, just because it was hard to watch.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially being so close to that community. Lindsay, thank you so much, and all the best to you through this rough time. Let's go to Tim on KMBZ. What's up, Tim?
Oh, not much. Heard you talking about this on the radio. We just got back 3 weeks ago from being down there in Branson, and we rode it. Me and my wife and my six grandkids and their mom and dad. So,
Tim, go through this for us, because I've never been on it. I don't think Jamie's been on it either. Take us through the tour. What is a ride on the duck boat in Branson like?
Okay, we loaded, and we pulled off the strip, and, of course, I thought they were very courteous to everybody else. I've heard a couple calls that, oh, they're dangerous and this, that, and the other. No, they only went down about a half a block and then got off the main street, got out of the traffic, and they followed a road on down towards the lake area. Anyway, no, we went up to see some sights. I remember going up the top of this one great big hill, where they got a bunch of World War II vehicles sitting up there, and he took us through all this promenade and then went out on a peak. that overlooked the whole lake, and it was a beautiful sight. You could see way down there. Then we drove back down, and the captain, which he was the narrator on the boat, he wasn't the driver, he was saying that we got to watch out for that showboat. He said they're getting ready to take off down there. So he said we got to wait to see if they can. They're going to go so we can get out. And that last caller was right. It's just to the, I believe, south of where that thing is docked, and it's facing straight ahead. Anyway, he went over. Before we ever got in the water, he had my grandson get up and put a life jacket on, demonstrated everything to him. They told us about the boat, how it's constructed, what to do in a water emergency, and all this other stuff. And I thought they covered all the bases pretty good. You're in this thing. Heck, I rode them when I was a kid. I'm 63 years old. But I thought they did everything right. They launched from the ramp, went straight towards this small island that's out there, and they made a loop around it and then came back.
So you're supposed to be on the water for what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's about all you're on the water.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rest of the ride was just riding around. But he went over all the safety regulations. And before they went into the water, what struck me is they pulled up towards the ramp, and he changed the channel, the captain did, and talked to a lake marina or something. I don't know whether it was the Coast Guard or the lake navigation or whatever, something official, and told them they were getting ready to enter the water. And because I remember the driver had switched it and had it on that, was listening to something about the lake conditions and stuff. Anyway, so the captain got back on the radio, and he didn't flip the switch, and he was talking to them instead of talking to the people on the boat. Oh, forgot to turn that. So then he went back on the intercom. So, no, they did contact to see what the lake conditions were like.
So is it, in your mind, did they disregard it? I mean, obviously you weren't there. We're not going to know that yet.
No, but they did. I guess that's regulations. Before they enter that water, they have to contact to find out the conditions.
Hey, let me ask you this. As somebody who's been on the boat, not during a nasty storm like last night, how rocky is that boat? How much does it, you know, bounce back and forth on a normal tour day?
It's just a very slow rock, and we had some pretty good waves, but that's Table Rock Lake, and you're wide open for probably, couple of miles, 3 miles maybe, to the south that's pouring wind right at you. So it's not that bad, and when that's in the water, you look down off the side of that boat, and you've got a good 3.5 feet down, okay?
Okay.
But I don't, these new boats, compared to what I rode when I was a kid, these are not the true amphibious landing craft. They had the true amphibious landing craft that were refitted and stuff. These are maybe replicas of them, but I don't believe they're original.
Hey, one more question for you, Tim, because we've got to squeeze a few more in before the break here.
Okay.
What does it cost to ride the thing?
I believe it was $28 a piece.
28 bucks a piece. All right. Hey, Tim, thanks, man, for the phone call and for the perspective. See, I ask about the dollars because 29 people times 28 bucks is how much money?
Yeah, but you're operating a business that happens outside. And so, you know, the weather's always going to be an issue for you. You know, whether it's too cold to go out or too windy to go out or whatever.
$812 bucks if you couldn't do the math at home, which I could not. Let's go to Shelley on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
You know, I watched that video, too, and then I read some reports, and the 911 call didn't come in until the boat was sunk. I don't understand why nobody on the Branson Bell, they were filming it, they saw it, why nobody called 911 before it happened, as it was happening.
We don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer, Shelley.
No.
I think what it is people just don't have a lot of they think we'll get through it. It's just some waves. It's just some water. Everybody hang on, and it'll pass.
Well, I've been on it, too, way back. My daughter's 25 now, but when she was younger. and those windows are open, and it's just plastic that they pulled down, you know, over them to protect it from the rain. Well, I would have had my kid out of there because and my nephew said, well, it's too wavy. Well, yeah, I'd rather fight the waves than go down in that steel boat, you know, with my kid, because there's no way to get out once it goes under the water.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thank you so much for the phone call, Shelley.
So a lot of you are asking questions like life jackets and some of the rules that are involved in that and the crew of the boat. The CEO, the president of Ripley Entertainment, which recently acquired these boats, talked to CBS News this morning. We'll play that for you. It's a couple of minutes, and he's a pretty good interview, actually, and gives some insight into what he thinks, what his understanding of what happened is.
We'll do that coming up next. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket here on 98.1 KMBZ. We have been spending the majority of the show so far talking about the accident, the incident, the tragedy on Table Rock Lake. 17 people now confirmed dead. And earlier today, the CEO of Ripley Entertainment, which owns the duck boat touring company, the duck boat that capsized yesterday, he was on CBS.
So you're going to hear about 2 minutes of an interview that starts with Gail King of CBS this morning. And he answers some questions a lot of you have had. Again, this is Jim Pattinson Jr.
Jim Pattinson Jr. is the president of Ripley Entertainment, the owner of Ride the Ducks. He joins us on the phone from Branson this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Pattinson.
Good morning.
Hello. I know that this is a very difficult, terrible, painful day for you and your company and devastating to the lives that were lost. So we really appreciate you taking the time right now. Can you tell us, what are you hearing from your team about what went wrong?
Well, we don't know that. First of all, it is absolutely devastating, and our hearts and prayers go out to everyone that's been affected. And this business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a fast-moving storm, came out of basically nowhere, is sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
Should the boat have been on the water, Mr. Pattinson? Weren't the weather reports calling for bad weather?
Well, it didn't show that. It was apparently, it was moving at a higher rate of speed from what I know. And I don't have all the details, but to answer your question, no, it shouldn't have been in the water if what happened happened.
Mr. Pattinson, it's John Dickerson here. Does the boat have life jackets on it?
Yes.
And are the passengers required to wear them?
No, under law, they're not required to wear them, and usually the lake is very placid, and it's not a long tour. They go in and kind of around an island and back, and we'd had other boats in the water earlier, and it had been a very sort of calm experience up until this came very suddenly.
If the boat shouldn't have been on the water, is this the kind of thing for which the pilots or captains of the boats train and are prepared for this kind of an event?
Well, absolutely, and again, 47 years, nothing's happened. They know the waters in the area. Our captain has 18 years of experience with us, 16 years of experience with us. So, and you know, they have a very good record. So, again, this seems to be sort of almost a microstorm effect of something that no one was expecting to happen the way that it did.
Mr. Pattinson, terrible event. We thank you very much, Mr. Pattinson, for joining us this morning.
That was on CBS, and again, that is the president of Ripley Entertainment, Jim Pattinson Jr., which owns the duck boat company.
So if you're confused by two things that he said, you should be. One of the things he said was that in 47 years, we've never had an incident. Maybe he's talking about Ripley Entertainment, which recently acquired these boats, and so because you've been hearing already that the NTSB put out a report in 1999 with concerns about a canopy used on a duck boat that sank near Hot Springs, Arkansas. And in that case, 13 people were killed. This was on Lake Hamilton near Hot Springs. That was the duck boat, the Miss Majestic. So there is a history, and it's not just that one. There was a history of troubles with these boats. So perhaps he was talking about Ripley Entertainment.
Scott McCauley joined us earlier today from KRZK Radio, who is covering this down there. And we asked him a bunch of stuff. And We may have this for you in its entirety a little bit later on, but one of the big questions is how quickly did this weather move in?
Well, what happened is around just after 7 o'clock Central Time last night, we had some major thunderstorms move through the area, and what was interesting, Jamie, is that these storms had a heavy wind in front of the rain. So even though radar, and we've just been kind of analyzing this morning, even though the radar had storm cells that were maybe not quite on the location yet, there were wind gusts in advance of 60 to 70 miles an hour with these storms that were moving pretty quick through the area. So what was happening at that time is we had heavy wind. Ironically, our radio station was just a few miles down the road broadcasting live a candidate's forum for the upcoming primary election. And so we saw those winds firsthand come through the area, and they were very quick. But what it did on the lake is it really got the choppy water conditions and some major waves going through the lake, and you probably have seen, and I know a lot of videos have gone viral of what people saw last night when the lakes were going through. They were very choppy, but the conditions developed very, very quickly.
And many people are wondering whether or not this boat had a chance to get off, whether or not this boat was just out there, and I think I said, a lack of a better term, just was it a sitting duck?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell that because, and I think that's one of the things that they're going to investigate. And we talked about it on our shows, on our stations this morning. Ride the Ducks, along with a lot of other organizations in this area, have very sophisticated weather radar. They have information. They know the weather alerts. And that was the thing I think that maybe threw people off the storm, as I said earlier, is that even though the storm cells themselves were still a few miles out, the winds came ahead of it, way ahead of it, in fact, before the rain even started falling. And that is maybe one of the things that maybe caused the time lag in there. And that's, for example, the showboat Branson Bell is right next to where the ducks go into the lake here on Table Rock Lake. And they, with the choppy water conditions and what they saw, they did not sail last night. They had an 8 o'clock cruise scheduled. They had people on the boat, but they always have the option not to go out if the weather conditions warranted, and they didn't. And the other thing we don't know is it looks from the video that the ducks had just got in the water and actually tried to get back in, and that's one of the things on the video that had really came out. There was actually two ducks on the water, but the second one of them was able to get back on shore, the other was not. So we don't know if they were towards the end and trying to get up, or they just got in and tried to turn around and get back to shore. That's something that they're going to investigate, but certainly that's one of the questions they're going to ask, because certainly they had storm warnings in advance of these storms coming, so the storm hitting last night was certainly not a surprise.
Scott McCauley, KRZK Radio, down there near the border, covering this for us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.